Welcome to Parc Jarry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third, the left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Dave Schneck. Batting sixth, the catcher, Bill Sudeikis. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Don Hahn. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Hank Webb. Pitching for the New York Mets, Hank Webb. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second, the center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third, the left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Bacabella. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Coco LeBoy. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schneck. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Webb covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sudeikis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sudeikis hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferry moves to third. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella strikes out. One out. Coco LeBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeBoy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Webb fields it and throws to first for the out. Ferry scores. Foley moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. LeBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Day fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Day. Garrett goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 1, Expos, 1. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Hunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-1 in the game. Day is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schneck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Sudeikis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sudeikis is 0-for-1 in the game. Sudeikis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schneck moves to second. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ferry hits a fly ball into right field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to second. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. Bacabella hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. LaBoy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schneck. LaBoy reaches second base with a double. Fairley scores. Foley goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Expos. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ferry. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Webb moves to third. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boswell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb scores. Garrett scores. It's Mets, 3, Expos, 3. Ernie McAnally now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 2 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schneck. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Singleton trying to get to home. Milner throws the ball into Sudeikis, who tags Singleton, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schneck hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sudeikis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sudeikis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sudeikis hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 2 in the game. Hahn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Webb fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-2 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foley moves to second. Two outs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. LaBoy is walked intentionally. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez strikes out. One out. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Hank Webb. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall moves to third. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally fires to third and picks off Marshall. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boswell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garrett moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Danny Frisella now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Frisella, and towards Martinez, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-3 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Singleton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Sudeikis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sudeikis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sudeikis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schneck moves to second. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-3 in the game. Hahn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Foley hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Frisella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisella is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-3 in the game. Bacabella hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sudeikis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got three RBIs. LaBoy strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Ernie McAnally. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pepe Manguel pinch runs for Mike Jorgensen. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Walker now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-4 in the game. Milner strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schneck hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-4 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fairley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Sudeikis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sudeikis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Sudeikis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-4 in the game. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-4 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ferry strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-4 in the game. Bacabella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. LaBoy hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Danny Frisella. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Singleton. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boswell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Day throws the ball into Hunt, who tags Boswell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Garrett scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-5 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Cleon Jones now playing left field. Tug McGraw now pitching. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Tom Walker. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Mayshore pinch runs for Bob Bailey. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Boots Day. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Woods pinch runs for Hal Breeden. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.